Let me ask you a question. Over the first 60 days of a new lead entering your flywheel, how many lead magnets are you giving them? Welcome back to the Solopreneur Playbook Podcast. I'm Mark Haberstock, and in this episode, I want to talk to you about my 60-day lead magnet strategy that's really powerful for transforming subscribers into buyers. Now, when I talk to people who are struggling to convert leads, one of the first questions I ask them is, over the first 60 days of a new lead entering your flywheel, how many lead magnets are you giving them? And most people tell me that they just give them the first lead magnet that turns them into a lead in the first place, and then they have a couple of follow-up emails, right? I mean, there's no point in giving a lead magnet to someone who's already a lead, right? But there is. Some of the most successful nurture sequences I've seen and that I've built deliver as many lead magnets as possible in the first 60 days. One of the biggest misconceptions that businesses have is that all they need to do is get somebody to opt in for a lead magnet, and if they don't convert, their nurture sequence should try to convince them with just information about your offers and social proof like case studies and testimonials, and then of course the odd sales pitch sprinkled in. But in reality, although that stuff is important too, your nurture sequence should continue to give your unconverted leads free resources that deliver quick wins. What this does is instead of you just being someone who gave them this cool thing and then tried to endlessly offer them your products and services, you can actually become their go-to because even if they don't buy right away, you continue to deliver valuable resources that give them these quick wins that eventually pile up. Doing this is one of the best ways to build your authority, but it also builds belief in you in the eyes of your leads. If someone's consistently helping me achieve these little quick wins that get me closer to my end goal, and they're doing it for free, then what they're showing me is proof that if I pay them, they can get me all the way there. Because unlike their competitors who just tell me they can do it, this person is consistently showing me that they can do it. And this solves so many other problems as well, like email open rates, right? If you're delivering useful resources every week, your list is going to be significantly more engaged. People are going to open those emails. They'll be conditioned to, right? And again, this goes back to why when I'm helping clients build their solopreneur flywheel, we don't just build the nurture sequence to send out a weekly newsletter and assume that that's going to nurture your leads. No, we build a strategic sequence of emails specifically designed to provide value in a way that nurtures your leads to take the next step and in a way that accounts for all of the different buying triggers and different pain points that that person might have. So the pain point that the lead magnet solved, the lead magnet that they came in on solved, might not be the pain point that gets them to buy your program or your service or your offer, right? It might be a completely different pain point. And so by giving people these lead magnets that solve these different pain points, you're giving yourself every opportunity to show them that you can help with more than just one area of their business. You can help with just more than one pain point. You have the answer and the solution to all of their pain points, right? And that's why this is so powerful. So what I'm going to do here is show you an overview of how I set these 60-day lead magnet nurture sequences up for clients, okay? So we start off in the offer engine, of course, by breaking down your success steps. So if you have, for example, an online course, then obviously your success steps are going to be your modules, right? But if you have a different type of business, let's say a service-based business, then the easiest way to determine your success steps are going to be by drawing a line on a piece of paper. At one end, on the left, is where they are now. And at the other end, on the right, is where they want to be. So, for example, the success steps for an offer that helps somebody build a website would be maybe choose your domain name, pick a web host, plan the pages you're going to need, build the structure, add the styling, optimize for search engines, and then launch, right? That could be the list of success steps. Now, what you want to do is find one quick win for each of these success steps that you could deliver quickly and easily in a lead magnet. Again, each success step is probably going to solve or should be solving at least one, if not more, problems, okay? If it only solves one, that's fine, but it should solve at least one, if not more, problems. You should have no problem getting at least one, and again, if not more, lead magnets for each success step, okay? So what you want to do is find one quick win for each of these success steps that you could deliver quickly and easily in a lead magnet. So again, right there, you should have a number of lead magnets to start out with. Having lead magnets for every success step, it makes sure that you're covering any potential pain points or concerns that your leads might have about the process or what you're going to do to help them solve their problems, right? Now, in our conversion engine, we make a lead magnet funnel for each. I'm not going to dive into that too much because, again, that's an entirely different episode. So let's keep our focus on how we're going to use these lead magnets in your nurture machine, okay? So when someone opts into your lead magnet, you'll have a sequence of emails that typically looks something like this. One that delivers the actual lead magnet and includes a short training on how to use it, like 5 or 10 minutes long. Again, almost all lead magnets, there's some exceptions, but most of them should include some type of video training, because what that also allows you to do is, first off, show them how the lead magnet works and how it can solve their problems. But then also, it gives you the opportunity to show them how this is just one piece of the bigger puzzle and how your other products and services can complete that entire puzzle. Okay. Next, you're going to have 3 emails that follow a game logic fear sequence. Okay. So again, this email shows them what they have to gain with your offer, a logic, which shows them why your offer is a no-brainer, right? And then a fear-based email. This is going to show them the opportunity cost of your offer. So what is it costing them every day they don't have your solution? What are they missing out on? Is it a health-based solution and every day that, you know, they don't have your offer, they're missing out on days with their family? Is it maybe a B2B solution, a business to business? And every day they don't have your solution, they're basically letting leads and business go to their competitors, right? So what is the cost that inaction is costing them, okay? Now, if they still don't take action, then you're going to send a more valuable information and educational-based email, okay? This could be, you know, to a YouTube video or a podcast episode where you dive a little deeper into whatever topic the lead magnet covers, okay? Next, you'll send an email with some social proof, maybe a case study showing them someone who had the same problem that you were able to help. And then maybe another content-based value email as well, right? Now, of course, these emails are going to have calls to action in them. They should all have a call to action in them to obviously purchase your next product, whatever it is in your value ladder or your offer sequence, whether it's your core offer or a tripwire offer, they should all have a call to action. Okay. Sometimes you'll substitute one of these emails for a legitimate sales only email, a specific sales email, right? Regardless, the next week, you're going to give them a brand new lead magnet, right? Only this time, they aren't opting in. So it's essentially a gift. And every week, you make sure that at least one of the emails has a free resource or asset. And another 2 emails should always be value-based. So every 3rd or 4th email is actually sales-based, okay? Just like Gary Vaynerchuk said in his Jab, 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 Right Hook book, you want to be known as the go-to expert for solving problems in your niche. And this is how you do it. This is how you build trust and show that you're worth hiring. When it's done right, it doesn't seem at all repetitive to them because each email is very different. It's the structure of what each email's goal is, this stays the same. Now, at a certain point, you'll run out of lead magnets and free assets you can give away, right? And at that point, you can just cycle back through them. Now, if it's a 60-day sequence, I might not cycle it through every 60 days. Some people, you know, this sequence should be a minimum of 60 days, but, you know, I've seen some go 90 days, even a year long, depending on how many free assets they can give them. And what you want to do is eventually you want to cycle back, okay? Now, remember, not even half your list is opening your emails. So there's a pretty good chance that they didn't even see some of these emails with the assets anyway. So cycling back is never an issue. 60 days is a little quick. I might give them, you know, a 30-day cooling off period or another 60-day cooling off period. This is how you build a highly engaged, properly structured nurture sequence that builds authority while delivering quick wins every week to your leads. And it's something that you can easily do, okay? You want to do this to build their trust and belief that you can help them achieve whatever it is they want to achieve. All right. Now, if you want my help building one of these systems and you want me to just take over and do it for you and you don't have it done in the next 30 days or less, I'll leave a link in the description so you can book a call and we can talk a little bit more about it. If you're willing to put a little bit of time in and follow some proven frameworks in the Solopreneur Playbook to build your flywheel, then you can head over to solopreneurplaybook.com. I'll leave a link in the description as well for that. Again, I hope this was helpful. If it was, consider subscribing, leave a review. Again, all the links are in the show notes, and I'll see you on the next one.